Tuesday, the 12th of November. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. Well, we are now really into exam season, aren't we? And I think that we want to think a little bit today a bit about our mental health and about how are we coping with exams, with assessments, with the coming of the end of the year. Because these are important things to think about at the moment while we're doing them. So the first thing I want us to do is I want us to think a little bit about, are you getting enough sleep? And are you going to bed early enough? And yes, I know you may be studying for an exam tomorrow, but still we need to give our bodies and our minds proper rest. And so I encourage you to think about it. Am I getting to bed early enough? 8 o'clock, 8:30, shouldn't be much later than that, because we get up early to go to school in South Africa. And so we need to be giving our bodies time to rest. We need to think about, are we hydrated? It's very hot in some parts of the country at the moment. I know down in the Cape it's been cool, but in Joburg it has been so hot. And we need to make sure we're drinking enough. And so you might like to have 2 glasses of water when you go to sleep, and then also when you wake up, to have 2 glasses of water first thing in the morning, just when you brush your teeth, then go and have your breakfast. So we want to be hydrated, we want to be rested. And some of you may be like I was when I was a kid, and I know at least one of my children does this, get quite anxious after we've written an exam, and it's difficult to go to sleep the night after an exam when I've got another one tomorrow, hey? So I want to teach us a little relaxation prayer exercise that you can do in bed. So we can do it sitting up as well, but this is a very nice one to do in bed when you want to go to sleep and have a nice night's sleep. We're going to practice this now together. Perhaps you're going to write an exam or an assessment today or a test, and hopefully it will also help to calm you down. Perhaps you use it again tonight when you get to bed. And I did have one child I know who I taught this to a while ago, wrote back to tell me at Radio Veritas that she's been using this for helping her to go to sleep, and it really has helped. So there's some feedback from someone. So I want you to, if you're in bed, you're going to lie down on your back. And if you're in the car or if you're sitting listening to this, I want you to sit up in your chair with both feet on the ground and your hands in your lap. Your hands, if you're lying down, can be beside you. We're going to start by just remembering who made our body. God made our body. The whole of our body. And so this is a little relaxation exercise, but it's also a prayer in which we remember that God made our body and God wants our body to rest. And we're going to collaborate now with the Holy Spirit to help our body rest more deeply and be relaxed. So the first thing we're going to do is I want you to scrunch up your toes. Maybe you're wearing screw shoes, maybe your feet are bare, but scrunch up your toes tight, 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 tight. And then wriggle them out. And scrunch up your toes again, tight, 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 tight. And wriggle them out. And you're going to point your feet. You're going to stretch your legs while you point your feet. Stretch your legs, point your feet. Point, 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 stretch your legs. You may like to straighten your knees. Stretch your whole leg. And then take a nice deep breath in. And as you breathe out, let your feet relax. You may like to turn circles with your ankles. Let your legs flop. Grow heavy and relax. Deep breath in. And as I breathe out, I let my whole leg relax. I let my legs grow heavy. I feel them lying heavily on the bed or on the chair. Then I take a nice deep breath in again. And I think about straightening my spine. So I may want to pull my belly button in. If you're lying down, you may want to think of pushing your belly button towards the ground, flattening your belly button and straightening your lower spine. Pull your bum underneath you as you sit. Just feel the lower body holding nice and firm. And then Straighten your midspine. Come up, straighten your midspine. Straighten your upper spine all the way up to the top of your neck. You're going to try and imagine that you've got a little thread pulling out of the top of your head, pulling your whole spine straight, 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 as straight as you can pull it. Deep breath in. Breathe out. Relax your spine. Let your spine return to its natural curves. Feel what that feels like. You may like to wriggle it from one side to the other. Just wriggle out any kinks that you feel. Deep breath in. And breathe out, relaxing. There we go. Now we're going to think about our hands. Our hands get used a lot when we're doing exams. We write with them. We hold things. They can be tired. We cannot even know they're tired. So I want you to stretch your hands open. And then I want you to make a fist. And then stretch them open. And make a fist. Stretch your fingers as wide as they will go. Stretch, stretch, stretch. And then scrunch them into a fist. That's nice. And then shake your hands. Shake them. Shake all the tension out of them. Shake, shake, shake. Then you're going to stretch your arms up towards the sky, up towards the ceiling. And you're going to pull your hands backwards and just give yourself a little neural stretch. There we go. And then shake your arms out. Shake, shake, shake. Then you're going to imagine that your arms are like feathers and your hands are like feathers, and they're going to float down to lie on your lap or beside you. Then you're going to bring your awareness to your shoulders. I want you to just roll your right shoulder. Make nice big circles with your right shoulder. There we go. Forward circles and then backward circles. Okay. Then do the same with your left. Roll your left shoulder. Forward circles and then backward circles. Then pull both your shoulders up towards your ears. Up, 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 up. As high as you can go. And deep breath in. And let your shoulders relax back to their natural position. Feel your shoulders growing heavy. Relaxed. Then you're going to bring your attention to your neck. I want you to just gently roll your head to the right. So you're looking over your right shoulder. And then you're going to roll your head to the left. So you're looking over your left shoulder very slowly. Slowly and gently. Roll back towards the right. Very slowly. Slowly, slowly, slowly. And roll back towards the left. Nice and slowly. That's it. Then bring your head to the middle. Take a nice deep breath in. Breathe out. There we go. Now you're going to bring your attention to your face. I want you to scrunch your eyes tightly shut. Scrunch them up. Tight, 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 tight. And then I want you to grin. Nice big grin. And I want you to feel all of the muscles pulling around your eyes and around your cheeks. Then you can frown and feel those muscles in your forehead. And then I want you to take a deep breath in. And as you breathe out, let your face relax. Let your cheeks relax. Your eyes relax. Deep breath in again. And you're going to roll onto your side for me. Put your hands under your head. And I want you just to imagine now that you are lying in the hand of God. That God holds you, God loves you, God says to you, I have carved you on the palm of my hand. You are mine. Amen.